reveal a little bit about my upbringing, because that's part of what came out in the midst of me understanding who I was. My mom, she loved me, but she didn't show love. And my dad, he was physically there, but he was not emotionally there with me. Okay. And it was one of these things where, yeah, we're family, we're coexisting, we're in the same place, but there's no emotional or very little emotional support given. For the most part, we're conditioned to not be in touch with our emotions growing up. And I think that that's one of the things, and just to reveal a little bit about my upbringing, because that's part of what came out in the midst of me understanding who I was. My mom, she loved me, but she didn't show love. And my dad, he was physically there, but he was not emotionally there with me. Okay. And it was one of these things where, yeah, we're family, we're coexisting, we're in the same place, but there's no emotional or very little emotional support given, because he was so focused on going to work and making money and providing. And my mom, she came from a, you know, from a perspective that it was hard to show that affection and that love. And so I think that's definitely, for me, that's part of it. But I also think that, you know, when a little girl falls down, you know, she may cry and you wipe the tears and you treat them delicately. But for boys, it's like, get up and keep going. So even though you may be facing emotion as a kid, you're not being encouraged to show and share those emotions. So I think that was part of the problem that leads to why a lot of men have problems or difficulties today, because we don't know how to express our emotions growing up. And then we get to places in life where when everything is good and cool, we're fine. But when something throws us off where we haven't really had to express our emotions previously, we struggle in understanding how to communicate those. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's more prevalent in the Black community as with Black men as it is with a lot of other communities and from the female to male perspective. So I think that's where part of it begins. And then I think the other piece of it too is just as men, we typically operate from a masculine perspective, meaning that our core and our initial response is to be masculine and not necessarily reveal anything that's going to show weakness. And it's not until we become honest with ourselves. And that's one thing I had to learn how to do, is be just as honest with myself as possible to understand how I was going to move forward. And being able to be vulnerable and transparent in that way allowed me to be better in tune with my emotions, which makes it easier for me to be able to deal with, you know, when changes and things happen, and being able to be open about how I feel. And really what I'm realizing is as we do that, and do it publicly, it makes it a little bit easier to bring other men to say, okay, let me go ahead and understand my emotions as well. Let me take that step and be able to share how I feel about certain situations. Because ultimately, and when it comes to relationships as a whole, with our significant others, our friends, our family, a lot of it comes back to communication. But if you're not really emotionally available, you're not communicating, you know, honestly and fully with others. So I think that that's a piece of, you know, why it's a little bit harder for men, Black men, to be able to be open, because I think we have certain levels of dysfunction for the most part earlier in our lives that might cause us to be that way as we get older. Sorry for the long-winded answer, but
No.
That's
perfect. I wanted to ask, do you feel like sometimes we as Black men, we choose partners that don't allow us to express ourselves emotionally or vulnerably, or it's on the man itself?
No, I think that's part of it too. I think that's part of it too. But I think the part of it is that we don't always work to develop the way that we need to be loved and addressed and accepted with that person.
Okay.
So we sort of don't really allow them to see deep into us until it may be later. And then sometimes we get into situations where, okay, you're dealing with, I don't want to say it, you're dealing with the representative of that person. And so you got two people who might not be fully transparent with each other, and it makes it harder to get that communication going like it needs to be, where they can truly understand you, so you can feel comfortable being, you know, emotionally with them for the highs and lows. And so, you know, that's part of it too. And I encourage being as open and honest about how I feel. And that's, you know, when I look at my progress and you know, I feel like I was victim to this with my former wife, where I might not have been as open and transparent, but in going through what I went through, it helped prepare me for meeting my current wife to be able to move forward and treat that relationship in a better manner, because I knew that it was important for me to be who I was and be able to share those things so we could have a better relationship by having that type of dialogue.
Oh, go ahead, Jay. I'm sorry.
I mean, you know, playing a little bit of a devil's advocate. Well, not a little bit. Playing devil's advocate. You know, how would you respond to folks who say that, oh, well, that lack of vulnerability is part of how you build resilience, you know, not sharing, being able to endure in silence, you know, the strong silent type, you know, what would you say to folks who say that that's what resilience looks like?
I would say to them that they don't understand resilience. resilience comes from going through certain situations, experiences, and challenges. When you're holding stuff in, well, you may be creating challenges. You might be building a certain type of resilience, but it might not be a resilience that's going to, at the end of the day, make things better for yourself.
There you go. Okay, cool.
So there's a lot of, and where this comes back to, I think, is it comes back to our initial beliefs. And you don't have to agree with me by any means, Jay, but I think a lot of us might have, you know, preconceived notions, thoughts, and beliefs on by not addressing an issue. And this goes back to my thing about being honest with yourself. If you ask yourself, well, if I just keep this in, if I'm just going to figure this all out by myself, I'm making myself stronger. But honestly, is that what you want to do? Or do you want to get to a resolution where you can have peace and be comforted? And so I would challenge somebody who says that might be the approach to build resilience, because ultimately we want to be able to be better prepared for the challenges that we're going to face down the road. And if we're depriving ourselves from maybe having to deal with a little bit of conflict now in order for me to get better understanding from my partner and vice versa, then you're hurting yourself down the road, because all of these little things, and this goes into another topic I like to talk about, because we all have our pains, our traumas, and then we have these little micro traumas that be the other little bitty things that start to stack up and stack up and stack up. And when you wonder why people pop off sometimes, when you just, it might be something minor, all of these things are like a weight on our shoulders, and they get heavier and heavier and heavier. And then when you start seeing not just the major issues, not the financial issues that we're having, or the, you know, we can't get along right now, and these type of things, then you have these other little things added on top of it that they cause us to have dysfunction within our lives and dysfunction within ourselves. And all of these, they play on our mental and emotional health. So we got enough challenges on our own that need to have to hold things back that could be greater challenges down the road. So
I will add to that. I think you guys are, I think there's a, what Jay just mentioned, you know, the devil advocacy is not mentioning those vulnerabilities. and Tyran mentioning that, you know, hey, there's going to be a time we're going to have to address it. I think Jay's point is, I think that's what a lot of men probably are battling within themselves.
Yeah.
And Tyran is, I think, in so many words, are telling you, in order for you to be successful, not only in life, but in long-term relationships, I think you're going to have to either address them before you enter a relationship or address them with the right person while you're in a relationship. One of the two. Because I feel like you brought up a good point, Tyran, is that I think sometimes we as men, we get in multiple relationships and we go through a revolving cycle and we can't figure out why certain aspects of the relationship aren't working. And when we don't figure that out and we don't address some things personally within us, because that's kind of what it means, we keep repeating the process.
Right.
We keep repeating the cycle. Right. And all it does is it delays time. Right. Yeah. You get older and you're trying to figure out why you're not successful in certain aspects of your life, whether that may be career or relationship or whatever. I do feel like this is part of our next question I'm going to ask also, is that, you know, going through the cycle, not challenging yourself, because we're quick to blame each other, men and women, each other on things that you're either going to have to address before you get in a relationship or be with the right person that's willing to ride with you and be with you and help you address each other's issues. Because that's really the solution to a long-term relationship and a marriage. You've got to, and we've spoken about this on our show, right? You got to be able to be with someone that you can be vulnerable with, share certain things with, but also willing to give you the openness to speak to them about it, right? Because let's be real, right? You know, Tyran spoke about a lot of his vulnerabilities and we even call it insecurities. Women have the same thing, right?
We all do.
But I think there's such a shift in the fact that it's okay for women to speak on these insecurities and vulnerabilities and issues that will be going on. But like being said, men are conditioned to hold that in.
Yep. Yeah.
And it really doesn't come out until we're affected financially, emotionally, physically. Instead of voicing those concerns when you do have that peace, right? Yeah. Constantly working within yourself or in the relationship and marriage that you're in, right? So that kind of brings me to the next question, you know.
Before you got that question, I just wanted to add to that. Like, I like, Tyran, I like what you said when you said, you know, get to peace. Because, you know, I think that's ultimately the thing that a lot of us, we misconstrue. You know, we think the momentary peace is everything, you know. Yeah. So it's like, oh, I'm uncomfortable right now, but I'm not really trying to, I don't want to cause an issue, or I'll deal with it later. Or, you know, I just want things to be peaceful for right now, not knowing that we're building to, like you said, a blow up further down the line. The longer we suppress, the longer we hold back, the longer we stay silent. And, you know, we've said multiple times to the audience and to each other that, like, most ultimately what we as people and especially men want is peace.
Yeah.
Like, so when we find a partner, when we find a person, when we find a wife who will give us peace, then we will stay. But we often neglect the fact that peace comes from within. You know, you have to do the work to find your own peace. Otherwise, you know, no one person, there's no magic pill there's no Prince Charming, there's no, you know, Southern Belle, there's no, you know, Good Girl, there's no one silver bullet that's going to bring you peace if you don't address what's going on inside of you.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that, you know, what you said just brought to the forefront.
Yeah.
And just to just go off of that a little bit more, and I think it comes back in my journey, that self-awareness and understanding, looking in the mirror and really digging deep into who I was, gave me that level of understanding as to what I really wanted out of life and how I really operated and get past this shell of who I was. So to me, that's where from a emotional and mental health standpoint, I grew mm-hmm. tremendously. And that made me feel as though I'm more confident in being able to address certain situations and circumstances and move forward in life at peace with myself, because I gained that understanding of who I was. And I think that's where a lot of us struggle. We know who this surface person of us is. We know who the partial person we might give our spouse or our, you know, family members or those other things, but we don't know who we really are. And when we dig into that, then it becomes easier to get to that place of peace and knowing where your peace resides.
Man, appreciate you guys having me. Shout out to y'all, man. And yeah, I'm happy to be here, man.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be here, man. You guys are doing amazing things.
Good, man. We're doing good. I see you guys looking great.
Well, I appreciate y'all for having me out, taking y'all time and promoting positive Black image.